Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Yeah, so we have here Julian. Julian, what is your role in this game, in Star Wars?
It's creative director.
Creative director.
Yeah.
Similar to the Division 2?
Yeah.
Look at that, back to back.
But just older now.
You know? you still look the same, man.
Oh yeah, great. I mean, it's all the vitamins and the moisturizing that do it for me.
Yep. Hey, Paris says what's up. He says hi.
Yep. I say hi to Paris as well. It's a shame he couldn't be here.
I know, man. But yeah, we both are very excited about you guys working on this project. And you guys were working on this while working on the Division 2?
No,
not really.
That's impossible.
Because I was like, that's a lot of work.
Nah, it's impossible to do. So. Yeah. We finished up the Division 2. We kicked off Warlords of New York, and in parallel, we started working on this. So this is a pandemic, baby.
Oh, nice. Oh, so you guys got to work remote and everything,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So tell us a little bit about the game, man. I saw the presentation yesterday. Mind blown. Yeah. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I even got, like, you know, lightsabers and everything in my room. Yeah, so I'm all in. Right. But yeah, tell us a little
about the game. Yeah. So Star Wars... Outlaws, open world, action adventure, scoundrel fantasy, set in the Star Wars galaxy, in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Ooh, interesting. Was that more from Lucas, or that was more in between both of you guys, both companies that worked on
that? That's a super, super interesting question, because basically we came up with the idea or the fantasy that we wanted to work on. When you think of Star Wars, there are a lot of different archetypes. There's, you know, the Jedi, the Rebels, the Imperials, but there's also the Scoundrels, the Outlaws, and that's what we wanted to focus on. And once we had that, we came to Lucas and we said, listen, can we do this? They said, you know what? There's this perfect period of time, 1 year between those two movies where... The Empire is gaining control. The rebels have been scattered. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect time for the syndicates, the criminal syndicates of Star Wars, the underworld, to thrive. And that's where a crafty rookie scoundrel can make her mark.
Now, I know how it is with the fans online, Star Wars fans, very picky. I think they're going to be very excited about this. I've seen the reactions online since the trailer and the gameplay.
I haven't seen much.
Oh, you haven't?
I've just seen my brothers making fun of me up on stage. That was it.
it's been positive. I think people are really going to like it. And plus, it's different. Open world, right?
Yeah.
How's that going to work? The game mechanics on that.
You can be sipping a drink in a cantina in a bustling city.
Okay.
Leave the cantina, meet up with a shady contact on a city street. They give you a contract. You jump on your speeder, zip through the open world to a settlement where there's a crafty speeder mechanic who gives you a part to bring to space, to bring to a space station. Mm. You take your speeder, put it into the ship, fly up, open world, open space, and find that space station to deliver that part. Everything in one session. Brings it all together.
Nice. And the main character, what's her name? The main character?
Kay Vess.
So the voice actress, I know she worked on, was it Far Cry 6?
Absolutely.
She's very, very talented. So what was it that you guys made the decision to work with her to be part of?
We started casting, and our narrative director is Navid, who is the narrative director on Far Cry. Mm-hmm. And he knew that she had this energy and the positivity and the charm that we were looking for Kay Vess. So we did a huge casting, and we had a lot of different great candidates, but there's this one that really brought Kay together, and it was her. So it's through contacts and it's through previous experience. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's what makes these characters really fit and feel authentic too.
As a, you know, I'm a huge fan of pushing Latinos getting into the industry and stuff, and you know, I know I believe she's Venezuelan, from Canada, I believe, so when I got to see the presentation, it was her. I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. And plus, in the Star Wars universe, there's not many of us in there, man.
No.
So thank you guys for making that
move. It's a good thing, and honestly, she's so tough. She's so talented. Her personality bleeds through into KVS's personality. And I think it really brings something new to the scoundrels that we know.
And what's the name of her companion?
Nyx.
Nyx. He is a he or she?
It's a he.
It's a he.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. I like that he also will help you out with different, I believe, commands.
Yeah.
Can also he attacks enemies too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's really, you need to think of Kay and Nyx as one character.
Okay.
And Nyx as an extension of Kay and what Kay can do. Mm-hmm. So if Kay's sneaking around, she can use Nyx to go and distract some enemies. If she's in combat, she can use him to attack an enemy while she attacks another. So it's like crowd control. Nyx can discover secret locations, secret areas, pull push levers, pull buttons, you know, anything that needs an extra hand, Kay can use Nyx to do.
She gives me the vibe of Han Solo. That's the vibe that I get from her, you know. So
Han Solo is the archetypal scoundrel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we wanted to create a character that was like younger, more of a rookie, not as experienced, not as confident, but growing into that role.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, somebody who all of a sudden finds himself thrust in the middle of these really vicious criminals and criminal organizations, but you're just a petty thief, but you have to fake it until you make it. And that's, you know, that one of the core ideas to make Kay as relatable as possible.
I'm glad that you guys went to this route instead of the usual Luke Skywalker, you know. So it's very different. And also I've been enjoying, you know, like Boba Fett and Mandalorian. So like, it's different. There's more to the story of Star Wars than just,
of course,
the main three characters.
So many facets to it.
Yeah. And how was the reaction, man, getting the green light to work on this project a couple of years back?
I mean, it's a dream come true.
It's
right?
A dream, bro.
Didn't we all grow up with Star Wars? Isn't Star Wars being part of the entertainment landscape with huge releases, both video games and TV series, movies, books, anime? All of those things are just incredibly inspiring. And being able to do a small part of that with one of the most talented teams in the world at Massive and around the Ubisoft studios, you know, there's a long list of people working on this. It's a dream come true.
It's very different, the style of the usual games that you guys worked on, man. Why change the game mechanics, everything just completely different than the Division. I'm so used to that game, so why the change?
I think I can only speak for myself, but I really wanted to stretch some other muscles as a developer, see whether we could do an open world action adventure game, see whether we could do narrative, really compelling narrative for a single player game too. Mm-hmm. So just stretching different muscles as a video game developer, staying in the same genre is great, and you refine it and you become super precise and proficient at it. But sometimes you need to add a few more quivers to your bow.
Have you got inspiration from any games that got released in the past?
So many.
Yeah.
Star Wars ones less, but there are so many games. Like every time we play a game, we get inspiration, right? But I think that the games that we were thinking of the most when coming into this are things like Far Cry or Assassin's Creed or Ghost of Tsushima,
I also get like an Uncharted vibe too in this one, a little bit.
Yeah, Uncharted is a different kind of beast.
It is a kind of beast,
That's a colossal endeavor, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reason is like action-packed. There's a lot of things going on in the game based on the presentation I got to see.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's why it brings me up, like, you know, the older games like Uncharted and everything like that. So yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait to play it. Anything else? Are you guys planning to do anything? Maybe Comic-Con or
Comic-Con.
Anything?
I'm going to be there at Comic-Con. We're going to do a panel.
Awesome.
Humbly's going to be there, and Naveed's going to be there.
Okay.
I'm going to be there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, hopefully I would love to meet her in person one day.
Yeah.
You know, talk to her about her experience working on this project, man. So
let's work on it for Comic-Con.
We got to make it happen. All right. All right, Julian.
Thank you so much.
It was great talking to you, man.
Yeah,
and congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you guys, man. So keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
Cool.